Hey there, beautiful brains. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's get real, self-awareness is like super important, right? But when you're rocking that ADHD brain, it can feel like trying to juggle flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Seriously. But guess what? It's totally possible, and today we're diving deep into how to build that self-awareness muscle even when your mind feels like it's playing its own version of Twister. Ever feel like you're constantly on autopilot? You know that feeling when you're going through the motions, but not really present? Yeah, that can be a big sign that your self-awareness is taking a backseat. And trust me, I get it. My brain is like a jackrabbit on caffeine, always bouncing from thought to thought, project to project, like a hamster on a wheel. But the truth is, when we become more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, especially those pesky ADHD tendencies, we can start making conscious choices instead of just reacting on autopilot. Okay, so how do we actually do this? 5 key takeaways to level up your self-awareness game, ADHD style. 1. Embrace the chaos. First things first, let's ditch the guilt trip. We're not broken. Our brains just work differently. Instead of fighting the chaos, learn to observe it. Pay attention to those brain fireworks. When do they happen? What triggers them? The more you watch your thoughts without judgment, the easier it becomes to understand their patterns. Think of it like learning a new language. You wouldn't get frustrated with yourself for not speaking fluently on day one, right? 2. Journaling magic. This isn't just for your angsty teenage years. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-discovery. Grab that notebook and scribble down your thoughts, feelings, even those random dreams you have. No filter, no editing, just let it flow. You might be surprised by what emerges. You know that feeling when you finally articulate something you couldn't quite put into words before. Journaling can be like that breakthrough moment for your brain. 3. Mindfulness meditation. I'm not talking about sitting cross-legged chanting for hours, okay? Think of mindfulness as a quick mental check-in throughout the day. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, what do you see, hear, feel? This simple practice can help ground you in the present moment and train your brain to be more aware of its own chatter. 4. Body awareness. You wouldn't ignore a pain in your leg, right? Well, your body is constantly sending signals, even subtle ones. Learn to tune into your physical sensations, tension, energy, fatigue. When you feel those vibes, ask yourself what might be causing them. Is it stress? Boredom? A lack of sleep? 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Connecting with others who understand the ADHD experience can be incredibly empowering. Find a therapist, join an online community, or just chat with a friend who gets it. Sharing your journey and hearing from others can offer valuable insights and support. Remember that time you were trying to bake a cake but accidentally added salt instead of sugar? That's okay. We all make mistakes. The key is to learn from them and keep experimenting. Building self-awareness is a lifelong process, especially for us ADHD brains. But trust me, it's totally worth it. Okay, picture this. You're at work, deadline looming, mind racing like a caffeinated squirrel on a treadmill. You're feeling overwhelmed and about to spiral into that classic I can't do anything right mindset. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, focus on your senses, the scent of coffee brewing, the feel of your chair beneath you. You journal for 5 minutes, letting those anxious thoughts flow out onto the page. Suddenly, things start to feel calmer. You realize that you're not drowning, just a little lost in a sea of tasks. You make a plan, break down the project into smaller steps, and before you know it, you're making progress. D. That's self-awareness in action. It's about recognizing your triggers, understanding your patterns, and choosing how to respond instead of just reacting. Remember, beautiful brains, self-awareness isn't a destination, it's a journey. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity and moments of chaos. But with practice and patience, you can cultivate that inner wisdom and navigate the world with more intention and grace. Now go out there and rock your ADHD superpowers. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little self-awareness boost. Tag us on social media and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.